Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go slightly outside of Wisconsin to Washington, D.C. Janet Yellen, Secretary of the Treasury, the first woman to be Secretary of the Treasury since 1788. That was when George Washington was elected president. He had the first cabinet, so she's the first in history to be Secretary of the Treasury. Somebody called in once before and said, no, there have been a number of women who have been treasurers of the United States. Treasurer of the United States is different from Secretary of the Treasury. Treasurer of the United States is a ministerial job, not policy-oriented. You'll see his or her signature on various things. Policy is made by the Secretary of the Treasury. That's the big kahuna. That's the 800-pound gorilla in finance. And that's Janet Yellen right now, former head of the Federal Reserve. Now, Janet Yellen came out with an important statement. You may recall in all of the fuss and brouhaha over the infrastructure bill, which we will talk about in a while on this show, but there is a looming deadline on December 3rd. Now, December 3rd is only a month away. Only a month away. That is the day that the United States runs out of money. You can say, well, how can the United States run out of money? Well, we have a debt ceiling. That debt ceiling was hit in August. Yellen used some accounting methods, delaying certain pension payments and otherwise. Not eliminating them, delaying them slightly and then paying them. Keep us going to the middle of October. In the middle of October, Moscow Mitch and the Republicans agreed to extend the funding and therefore the debt limit till December 3rd. You know, by less than 2 months. Why is Moscow Mitch important in this? Because even though we have a majority in the House and the Senate, Moscow Mitch has been filibustering raising the debt limit. Why is there even a debt limit? It used to be in this country, there was no debt limit. In the 19th century, Congress spent some money and then they issue bonds, you know, they issue treasury notes and they have to redeem them. That's sort of economics 101. That shouldn't even be a big deal. The wily Republicans at some point said, I'll tell you what, we need two votes. First vote is to spend the money. Everybody votes for that. I mean, everybody votes for that. They're like drunken sailors. They all vote for it because it helps people in their home districts. So they'll say spend $100 billion, and that's fine. But when you do that, you're issuing treasury notes. Treasury notes can be payable in 10 years. You know, 3 years, 30 days. I mean, they're all kinds of treasury notes. But when they come due, you got to pay them. You got to honor them. You got to honor your debts. Moscow Mitch is pushing towards default. We did that once before, several times before, always Republicans. One time because the Democrats wouldn't vote for the border wall. Trump did it. We were shut down, I think, about a month and a half. Over 40 days, Coast Guard didn't get paid, FBI didn't get paid, a lot of people didn't get paid, and finally he backed down, but he damaged our reputation and the country. Time before that, Ted Cruz did it. By the way, when this happens, it costs $25 billion, and that's in dollars about 12 years ago. Now you can imagine what it would be. It's all designed, when there's a Democratic president now, to weaken him, make the U.S. look bad, and then the public opinion polls will say, we think we're in the wrong direction. And then a Republican hack will pop his head up, a hack who attacks the CIA and the FBI, attacks who filibustered any extension of the debt limit, and go, okay, we'll put it in the right direction, and he'll grin. But here's the thing, the two votes that were required by the Republicans now, you spend the money, but then they have to vote to actually honor the treasury notes that are issued to pay for it. And then they go, aha, we're not going to do that. We're not big spenders. Yeah, we voted for it, but we didn't vote to pay for it. That's what these hacks are doing. And when there's a Democratic president in, they do it to injure him. So what has Janet Yellen said? I mean, she was politer about it than I'm being, but she said, well, we have these treasonous hacks on the other side who will filibuster. So the Democrats should raise the debt ceiling on their own. The Democrats really don't want to do that because then there'll be a ton of TV ads saying the Democrats added $2 trillion to the debt. They won't say the limit for payment purposes. They say the debt. About $7 trillion of this is debt put on by Donald Trump before Joe Biden even came to office, even ran for office. They don't want to pay for the $7 trillion that Trump ginned up, the tax cuts and all that kind of stuff. But the average person doesn't know this. They haven't figured it out. And Janet Yellen is a technician, and she goes, okay, well, whatever it takes. Well, the problem with doing it that way, and by the way, I think it was a good statement by her, and I think that it's going to help the debate, but the problem with that is that Moscow Mitch will filibuster. That means it takes 10 Republican votes. There are not 10 people in the Republican Party, not even one who will vote for it. All political hacks who would stick a knife in the United States, sedition caucus, betray the United States for political advantage. So what she's saying is what? She's saying is you either have to do it on budget reconciliation that takes 51 votes, including Kamala Harris, or you've got to suspend the filibuster for this one vote. This is a tired record. I'm going to play this record again. If Manchin and Sinema were Democrats and voted with us, we would suspend the filibuster for the Voting Rights Act. For the Voting Rights Act, we would suspend the filibuster, in this case, for the debt limit. We would suspend it for the most important issues to our democracy. And then we could go back home in West Virginia and Arizona and say, we did not vote to get rid of it entirely. But when you have people who are not willing to vote for voter reform and to extend the debt limit to pay for the $7 trillion that Trump tacked on to our debt, that is the Sedition Caucus. We will not put up with treason by the Republican Party. Nobody speaks this directly, apparently, in politics. When was the last time you heard anybody in either party say that exactly this way? And that's exactly what is happening. What Janet Yellen is really signaling is, look, all of these fun and games and this fighting back and forth are all well and good, but we come up to December 1st and 2nd, we're going to run out of cash the next day. You want to pay the Navy, do you, and the Army? You want to pay Social Security benefits? You want to pay the FBI? You want to honor our Treasury notes? What happens is when you default like that, the interest rates that you have to pay for debt go up. Yes, they do, even for the United States. Right now, Treasuries, you know, I mean, in the last year, they've been for under 1% to 1.5% or whatever. In the early 80s, they were up in double digits, 10 or 11%. The interest we were paying is added to the national debt. It's unnecessary. The Republicans are adding to our national debt by doing this. Even this discussion causes Moody's and the others to consider downgrading our bond rating. Do not trust a Republican with money. They will steal it, they will squander it, or they will get it to their donors. When we break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.